The anxiety of being middle-aged has become a reoccurring topic on social media since the beginning of this year. We heard discussion over middle-aged women born in 1988, women giving birth at the so-called old age of 34, and not to mention middle-aged people holding thermal cups with goji berries floating in them.
Oh,
and this week, writer Feng Tang's article calling some middle-aged men greasy has put middle-aged folks in the eye of another media storm. But did you know that the biggest worry of this demographic is probably the danger of losing your job once you turn 40? So let's talk about this phenomenon that we are seeing in the workplace.
Yes, that certainly mid-age is a difficult period of life for some people, and there is an example here. According to an article posted by 36kr.com, mm-hmm. a domestic tech news website, mm-hmm. is tech-oriented, 39-year-old Feng Yong, who was in charge of a department in a map service, provider. He lost his power in the department after the adjustment of the company's organizational structure 1 year ago. His former team joined another department, but the leader of the new department didn't welcome him as the former leader, so he quitted the job. Mm-hmm. Since Feng had rich experience as a department leader, he assumed he would find the next job quickly and easily. However, it took him 8 months to find the next job.
Yeah.
So this is basically one example of how people could run into trouble as they reach the midlife, for instance, like 30 or 40 years old.
Yeah, there's some other examples we have here too. This March, a piece of news under the title 31-year-old middle-aged man in Hangzhou gets fired due to a bad PowerPoint-making skills. Okay, so this guy is not making PowerPoints the way these young kids are. It's just not as cool anymore.
He still is young, 31 years old.
I guess, you know, young, whatever. People are considering all these different ages. It's like now if you're 18, it's like you're getting close to maybe this midlife crisis, it seems.
Oh.
It's like, really? I mean, you in so many circles, I think you actually do find you're no longer young if you're not in your early 20s or, I would say, in your teens. So, I mean, of course, that's up to whoever you ask, but I think there's definitely a demographic that feels that way, maybe these youngins. But anyways, this guy got fired because he had bad PowerPoint-making skills. But what's relevant, or I guess what the title of this piece of news that made this relevant, was that his age was maybe something to take into consideration. Maybe the reason why his age was in that title, Lai Ming, was because this news outlet was saying basically his bad PowerPoint skills mean he's just out of touch with the young community and how they're making PowerPoints vibrant and amazing. All right, so also we have at the beginning of this year, domestic smartphone vendor Huawei cut down on the number of staff. I guess a user posted after this happened a message online in their community forum saying Huawei was firing maintenance staff over 34 and programmers over 40. The message was later deleted, but Huawei's CEO Ren Zhengfei responded to the rumor. He encouraged people basically to make more efforts for the company. So I think what he was saying here is, I didn't fire them basically because of their age, but I just feel like many times people, they feel like they've worked in the company long enough that they can stop trying to some extent, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, I do want to reference a survey that might paint a picture as well here that is a bit different. A survey done by Hired.com, a U.S. job hunting platform. Their survey was about employees in the high-tech industry. It found the number of their job opportunities dropped dramatically when they reached 45. So this is actually hard figures. Yeah,
I think that's all very interesting fact. And there's at least two things I have questions about. Number one being, like Lai Ming said, you're kind of... it sounds very ambiguous what
mm-hmm.
qualifies a person into the middle-age camp. Being 30, how mm-hmm. is that even associated being middle-aged, especially when you consider the prolonged life expectancy of human beings these days? It's common to live till 80. I mean, middle-aged, in my head, I would probably maybe divide it by two, and then, you know, maybe 40 years old sound a little bit more reasonable. But how are people defining this? This is the first question. And then the second question, I think, is, like you guys have said, that it seems like in the workplace, because of how fast that technology has developed and the skill set that is demanded from mm-hmm. the employer seems to keep on being renewed. And if you don't keep up in refreshing yourself, learning new things, then it's kind of easy to be seen as old and incompetent in a way. I mean, okay, so I have these two questions for you guys. First of all, what do you think should define middle-aged? And second of all, in the workplace, let's talk about how to stay young or maybe relevant in that sense.
I think He Yang is very insightful in pointing the two very important topics in the story. I think number one is, how do you define middle-aged? I think at this point, a lot of, well, the social discourse, at least the social discourse that happens online, is largely dominated by young people. This is not shown just in how people define middle-aged. It is also shown in the way, in the writing styles of the blogs, of the stories that you see online. That I personally don't like that style, but I can appreciate how the editors or the writers are reacting to the readership at the moment. I think a lot of the dialogue going on the internet are dominated by young people, even teenagers. That's why they have this incentive or urge to sort of please the young teenagers, who tend to consider people older than them as middle-aged or even old people.
Yeah, I'd say, okay, so I think actually age many times is just a mindset. I've seen people far older than me do much more than I do on a daily basis.
Yeah. And
accomplish so much more. I've seen people, I think, many times older as well, that are in better shape, that are pursuing life on a vigorous basis, that even kids, you could say 18-year-olds or people in their early 20s aren't doing, you know? So I don't think anybody should ever feel bad about their age, because that, in many ways, I guess I'm saying, it's just a number. I mean, what really matters is how you think of yourself and the perspective you have and how you live life. A good example here is, you know, we're talking about skills. Okay, so let's talk about, like, maybe for some older people, you know, this kind of rapid development of technology or whatnot, it makes it hard for them to use. Like, here's a good example. We have my dad, an older gentleman, of course. Sorry, Dad, to put you on the spot here. But, you know, he struggles with things like Skype or messaging on WeChat, you know. This isn't even something I would say that is, you know, breaking the innovative features we use on our phone. It's pretty basic stuff I think most people can use. But then we have my mom. She's a computer scientist. And
wow, cool.
She knows all the latest and greatest tech, you know. And this is just something that she's vigorous about. So I don't think we can, of course, apply one mold to someone that is in their 30s or 40s. But I think what many of these articles, let's also maybe reference the Huawei incident here, is like, this is maybe people who, you know, when you're young, you get out of college, it's like what you have to do. I either have to want to work so hard and have to compete to get in and start this company. But I think some people get complacent, not necessarily based off their age, but maybe how long they've stayed in one company. So they get lazy. They're like, oh, I don't have to worry about stuff anymore. I've been here for 9 years. There's no way they're going to can me. And then, you know, for an IT company, like the CEO of Huawei said, you guys, for us to stay on top, for me to run this company the best, it has nothing to do with your age, but basically how bad you want to be here, how bad you want to work, how bad you want to be a part of Huawei's success. And those people who are just kind of sitting around saying, I've been here for 9 years, I've earned my right to just sit on my butt, I don't think they have a place in the IT industry, but that's not necessarily something I think is a midlife associated thing.
That's a very good point. And also, I think, jumping off what Ryan said earlier, that maybe a lot of this talk has been using reference of the tech industry.
Yeah.
And maybe there's something special, more or less, about the tech industry that is very much technology-based and very much looking at the next innovation kind of industry. Therefore, there is a heavy emphasis on people being able to readjust to new challenges, to have a new database in your head in terms of looking at technology and your daily work, pretty much. Mm-hmm. But maybe for other industries, it's a bit different. But the focus has often these days been actually using figures and stories from that industry. And maybe do you think that's maybe a reason why that we're seeing perhaps a slightly biased look at middle age?
I mean, obviously we see a lot more examples coming from the IT industry because it is largely competitive and a lot of investment are concentrated in this area, and the investors sort of expect new results every day. So that sort of pushes everybody on edge to sort of try and struggle and get more knowledge or more skills every day. But that's not exclusive. I mean, this phenomenon is not just exclusive to the tech industry. I think in our industry, like the media industry, the same rule applies. If you don't just keep up, you don't learn the new tricks, you don't know what's going on in the society, you could easily be replaced by someone else, the new guys.
Yeah, I would say that it's easy to fall behind in the tech industry. But again, I think what a big difference here is for the younger people, I have to know this stuff to initially get the job. But the older people already got the job, right? So they don't necessarily need to have all of this listed. They're not applying to new jobs necessarily, going after, you know, basically what these young kids are, fresh out of college or something like that. So maybe that's the difference. And in which case, that's why I think it's easier for the older people in the IT industry to fall behind, you know? After you've kind of gotten that job, you got hired, you've been there for 9 years, you're like, I don't want to work as hard as I did when I was a kid learning all this stuff, you know? Neither do the kids, probably. But they don't have a choice because they have to land that job. So I think that's a big thing as well.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And also that reminds me of what we talked yesterday about Nokia.
Yeah.
Not a very long time ago, Nokia was seen as a mammoth in a huge player in the field. But now people have a very different look on the on the company, obviously. And here, what's another interesting figure for me is that 35, 40, it pops up a lot, that especially 35 years old seems to be a little bit of a cutting off point, that some companies are saying that they're not hiring people that's above 35. And that's the part that really gets me, because it seems to assume that most of people who are looking for a job, for work, is under that age. But what about all the folks that's above that age? It's not like everybody's a winner. Not everybody's going to be the manager or someone who's higher up. Then if you want to change a job, what are the opportunities? I'm so very confused about this. Do you care to explain a little bit, Lai Ming?
Exactly. I think the circumstances is going to vary. I mean, when the company is looking for folks to hire, obviously they want someone who is, well, experienced, but they also want someone who can be very devoted and ready to learn. And they sort of have the stereotype that once you pass a certain age in your life, things get difficult in your personal life. Like, you have kids, you have a family to manage. There are a lot of things that's going to be holding you back. They have this assumption that this is going to hinder your development in career. But that's not necessarily true, though.
Yeah, I think also here, You know, if I was an older guy that was set, I'd been working in an industry, and maybe like this initial story, you know, because of a change that happened in the company, I quit my job. I'm not going to go look for the jobs these young kids are looking for because I have this maybe pride, call it. I'm going to ask for more money because I think, you know, I deserve it. I've been doing this job longer than this kid. You know, I used to be a leader and I did all this stuff. I did a successful marketing campaign in 1996. That was a long time ago, I know, but it was successful.
That's what matters.
That's what matters. I did so much. And, you know, you're yelling this at the person. Hire me! And I want a higher salary than what you're offering to these kids. I know these kids can do as much as I can do for the position. But, you know, I'm choosy is what I'm saying. Is I'm very maybe picky because I feel like I've earned that right. I'm respectable in my industry because I've been in it so long. But maybe the guy's like saying, hey, man, you know, we can hire a kid that will do something similar, do what he's told, not think so highly of himself for half the price of what you're telling us you're worth. So we're going to go with the kid, you know? And in which case, it's hard to compete with that. But I do want to state that I think one of the things that maybe these people, these older professionals, let's call them, that maybe are moving around to different jobs, what they can bring to their work environment is I think necessarily kids lack the experience in the field. So, of course, being professional and doing the job to some extent, I think older people have a more calmer approach to things that happen in the workplace and can act more rationally in these kind of circumstances. I also think, you know, they're leaders. Maybe this guy in this initial story who was a leader, but after the department changed, didn't have his leadership. Maybe one quality is he knows how to lead. And the thing is, a good leader cannot be understated. Somebody that sees strengths in certain people can lead these people in different ways to basically success. That takes a lot of experience.
Yes, I believe so. I think one point that I was missing that I failed to make clear previously was that I think the companies that who are looking for employees under the age of 35, they're just essentially looking for someone to fill a spot. They're not necessarily looking for someone to lead or to play a major role in a position. I think they're assuming that whoever there is just to fill up a spot. While ignoring that people over the age of 35, they must have accumulated a lot of resources, not just their experience, not just their leadership skills, but also sometimes connection, powerful connections. Because in the business world, sometimes a simple phone call could help you achieve a lot rather than that's the kind of thing that young people couldn't do. I mean, young people, they could be very hungry, they could be very devoted, but they don't necessarily know the right people that could fill the shoes.
Yeah, and I just, you know, again, I want to reiterate here too. You know, people are throwing around middle age, and you guys made a great point. Hyung, you made a great point, is nowadays with life expectancy, half of my life isn't 30, okay? And in fact, that could be considered the new 20s. Now, I do agree age has a way of putting disabilities on you. You're just not as easier to jump out of bed in the morning when you're 40 as you were when you're 20. But that doesn't necessarily stop you from getting or doing things that you want to do. Maybe it just means you got to do it in a different way. But at the end of the day, I've seen 40-year-olds accomplish more than what 20-year-olds do all the time. So I don't think this is something that anybody should let limit them in their abilities being in their 30s, because I still think 30 is so young. And looking at all these guys that are like Daniel Craig, God, my mom thinks Daniel Craig's the hottest, or my sister too, you know. And when he gets out of the James Bond movie, when he's walking off in the beach, six pack, totally ripped, breaking this stereotype to pieces. I believe he's in his 40s. So.
All right. Well, that's a good
Daniel
example.
Craig.
Yes, uplifting, certainly. Yes, and there's one thing that I would leave today's show keeping in my mind. That is, after listening to all that great discussion coming from you guys, I realized one thing. There is that extra something that the employer is looking for if you're above a certain age and want to hire you. So how do you get that X factor? Which means when you're maybe as young as you're in your 20s and your 30s, you need to accumulate that.
I would say always try to make yourself relevant in your industry. Complacency is something somebody in 20 years old can have in their studies, in their work. Also in your 40s, I just don't think complacency always helps you, rarely helps you.
And don't think that 30 or 40 is middle age. It's not the end of your career.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, Liming.
Yeah, that's well said. Yeah,
plan your career as if you're going to work until like 80 or 90 something.
I don't like that.
Yeah, then you will suffer from this midlife crisis.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's always a crisis, it seems. There's the quarter life crisis, midlife crisis. Every day is about breaking away from the crisis or handling it. And I'm sure you can do a good job if you're listening to Roundtable. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang.